Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ciao ragazzi, welcome back to Tactics Imperium, the podcast where we break down the tactical stories behind Serie A football. As always, I am your host, Gianluca Lia, and I remind you that you can follow Serie A Spotlight on all social media platforms. Your comments, likes and subscriptions are always appreciated. Obviously, they help us keep this tactical journey alive. And now, let's dive straight in. For me, the narrative of the weekend is this: Juventus and Igor Tudor are in trouble. That's one of the main takeaways from last weekend's Serie A match day. In this specific episode, I will be analyzing Como against Juventus, a game which, on paper, looks like an upset, but in reality, and most importantly, tactically, was anything but. So let's start with Juventus. So far, in Serie A, Juventus have played 7 matches, as you all know. They have lost only once, against Como last weekend, but have already drawn 3 and conceded 7 goals, while scoring just 9. And if you look at the record in European football this season, this story isn't much different, with 2 draws from dropping 2 matches in the Champions League, 6 goals scored and obviously 6 goals conceded. We would say on paper these aren't catastrophic numbers, but there is a deeper issue, I think. Juventus are struggling to find their flow, their state of flow, under Igor Tudor. Despite an encouraging preseason and also a positive start to their campaign, I think now the cracks are showing. The upcoming weekend's match against Lazio already feels like a must-win match, not just for the team's confidence but also for Tudor's job itself. And I think if we want to expand on this topic, even more telling is that when you compare the start to Thiago Motta's Juventus last season, after 7 matches, Motta's team had 1 more point, was unbeaten and had conceded only 1 goal. And we look at Tudor's Juventus, 7 goals conceded. I think that's a huge, huge drop off for a team like Juventus, a team that even when they aren't at their best, they always want to compete for trophies, both in Italy and in Europe. In addition to this, there is also an important financial angle as well. Juventus cannot change just managers lightly. Because Motta is still under contract until 2027, with a total package worth around 20 million euro. Tudor's deal, which had already been renewed until 2027 with an option to the following year, cost around 8 million. Results matter, of course, but in the current financial landscape, balance sheets matter too, and obviously this comes at the back of Juventus' issue with UEFA as well regarding the FPF. Now, that is why there's a growing sense of unease inside the club, I feel, and if things do not change soon, mid-season switch on the bench could become a real possibility as well. Now, let's shift to the actual football played, Stadio Senigallia. You know, at Como, I think Juventus looked at like a team without a defined identity. Even despite playing 7 Serie A matches and 2 European matches as well in the UEFA Champions League. In this match, Tudor tried to shake things up. He abandoned his usual back 3, moving to a 4-3 with Kalul, Rugani, Kelly and Cambiaso at the back. Further upfield, Thuram played as an advanced midfielder, almost as a shadow striker with Yildiz on the left and Jonathan David up front. In theory, it was an interesting tweak. It was an interesting initiative by the Croatian coach, but in practice it didn't solve anything and didn't fix any problems. In fact, Tudor admitted after the game, and here I quote, "No one can afford to play with 2 wingers and 2 strikers. We made some changes late, but then we conceded the second goal." And I think, you know, that quote says a lot. It shows a coach unsure of his team structure and a squad that is still searching for its rhythm as well. And as you said, despite having already played 9 matches and despite Tudor has had all preseason with Juventus as well, having also been involved in the Club World Cup. There is also an issue of imbalance, I feel, in this team. Juventus are overloaded in attack. Vlahovic stayed, Jonathan David arrived, Openda came in as well on deadline day. But at the same time, they are thin in midfield, and fatigue and lack of creativity in the engine room are glaring problems for the Bianconeri. Defensively, Bremer's absence reopens old wounds, and this team without Bremer is really, really vulnerable at the back. Rugani can't hold it alone, and we've been speaking about Rugani for a long time now. You know, every summer, every January, Rugani stays, Rugani leaves, but he's always there. And when in the time of need, Rugani shows up. Gatti is inconsistent, and there's no clear hierarchy at the back as well. But I think Locatelli, the captain, I think summed it up perfectly after the game, because he said, "If you don't win, nothing matters," and that's how it works with this shirt. And that's why obviously there's a sense of unease at this club, you know, because at Juventus, l'unica cosa che conta è vincere. The only thing that matters is winning. And he's right. Juventus performances are secondary to results, and right now they are getting neither performance nor results. But credit also goes to Como, no? And Cesc Fabregas' side has gone from being a feel-good story to a genuine tactical identity. They play like a team, something Juventus are currently not. Because I think this is an interesting difference between these two teams. Como, which maybe we still consider as a minnow club, as a mid-table club, despite all the investments they made in these last 2-3 seasons, they have a project, they have an identity, something that Juventus clearly have not. And I think Juventus did not have a project for the last few years. I think even just before COVID, Juventus tried to shift from Allegri to Sarri. There was an idea of where they wanted to take this team, but maybe they didn't pick the right manager. And since then, I think Juventus have flirted with this idea of beautiful football, but trying to balance it with results as well. Pirlo came in, Pirlo gone, Motta came in, Motta gone. In the middle, another Allegri spell as well. So I think Juventus are struggling to actually set up a blue mark for them. Because at the end of the day, results are what matters for the club. So when they bring in a coach with a specific idea of football, trying to play il bel gioco, but results aren't coming in, it becomes a problem for a club like Juventus. But anyways, back again to Como. Against Juve, Como executed a perfect 2-0 victory. And I think their main characteristics in this match were aggression, control, structure and lethal transitions. Everything had purpose. Their first goal came just 4 minutes in, a beautifully rehearsed corner. Patz delivers from the right and Kempf arriving from deep, smashing it in. Simple but effective, and that's one of Fabregas' blueprints as well. Tactically, in this match, I think Fabregas went bold as well. I think the team looked like a 4-2-1, but in reality, it was more of a 3-2-4-1. Reminiscent of Pep Guardiola's Manchester City from a few seasons ago, just to make a comparison. Moreno pushed high on the left, Kakere inverted into midfield, and Paz orchestrated everything. And Morata, yes, that Morata, linked play beautifully as the focal point. And I think that's something that, ironically, is missing at Juventus as well. Como pressed high, cutting off passing lanes and suffocating Juventus' build-up as well. And I think they didn't need to dominate possession. They just needed to control the rhythm. And there's a difference between two things, because dominating possession doesn't mean that you are the better team. It means that you have control of the ball, but if you are not passing it with purpose, if you are not charging forward, that doesn't lead you to anywhere. That obviously doesn't lead you to any goals. But if you control the rhythm, obviously you are controlling your energy, you are controlling your actions, but at the same time, you can force the opponent chasing you as well. And controlling the rhythm means that at some point, they can have the change of speed, the change of intensity to create chances as well. And Como have players on whom they can rely in the attacking phase. All in all, I think Juventus weren't really overwhelming. However, they were ineffective. And apart from a half chance by Kop Miners and the disallowed goal from David, they never truly threatened against Como. Como's pressing shape and fluid transitions showed how collective structure can outsmart individual talent. And that is why I feel that Tudor is in trouble, because this team is not really showing any collective identity. I think this team has been regressing game after game, especially since that famous 4-3 win against Inter, which now seems a long time ago. And to finish it up, since we are talking about Como, obviously we have to talk about Nico Paz, no? The Argentine wonderkid and the one who spent his summer holidays in Malta. You know, maybe our nightlife brought him some luck, who knows? Maybe Juventus might bring their team here for a short holiday in Malta as well. Paz obviously is becoming the heartbeat of this team. Every Como goal seems to go through him, literally. In fact, of the 9 goals scored this season, 8 have involved him, either scoring or assisting, or making a crucial key pass in the final third. And in addition to this, what's remarkable about him is his maturity. He's only on loan from Real Madrid, and the deal includes 3 buyback clauses. In June 2025, June 2026, and June 2027, plus a 50% sell-on clause for Madrid. So unless something dramatic changes, I think he will likely return to Spain very, very soon. Still, for now, Como obviously are making the most of him. His consistency, vision, and work rate are remarkable, and that means that he's not just a luxury player, but he works a lot for this team. A lot revolves around him. He even earned his first senior cap for Argentina in October of last year, and he came on and assisted Messi, so that's one hell of a national team baptism as well. He's a player, he's a very intelligent player, because he understands tempo, he knows when to speed up play, when to slow it down, and how to find the decisive pass. And by that, I mean how Como control rhythm. That's the meaning of controlling rhythm. Because he knows when to speed up play, when to slow it down, and finding that key pass that possibly leads to a goal. And basically that's what separates Como from Juventus right now. Clarity of purpose, identity, blueprint. My final thoughts here. So where does that leave Juventus? At a crossroads. Tactically, mentally, and maybe even managerially. Tudor needs an immediate response. The big game against Lazio next weekend is a massive one for the whole Juventus environment. Otherwise, Juventus risk another season of anxiety, instability, and missed opportunities, besides the financial problems that could arise with missing a spot in European football, and particularly the UEFA Champions League. As for Como, I think that they are proving that idea, structure, and team identity can beat a giant that's lost its way, and I feel that now the transfer market is the new arrivals as well are living up to the expectations, and maybe Como can really compete for a European spot, possibly the UEFA Champions League as well, because I think this Serie A campaign promises to be one hell of a season as well. Now, this has been Tactics Imperium with me, Gianluca Lia. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow Serie A Spotlight across all platforms, and we'll be back with another tactical story from Serie A very soon. Until then, keep watching football with your eyes and not just your heart. Alla prossima e grazie mille.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.